You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Blue Field is a new project by Tamaki Makaurau based artist Gavin Hipkins showing at Michael Lett Gallery. It exhibits hundreds of unique cyanotype prints in a large-scale gridded installation and is accompanied by a film installation called Photography. Blue Field exhibits a continuation of exploring photographic techniques used in previous exhibitions of Hipkins, including The Field, which was first exhibited in 1995 at the artist-run gallery Test Strip on Karangahape Road, and with more recent works at Hamish Mackay Gallery in Pōneke late last year. I spoke to Gavin about the show, using cyanotype photography and his practice. I wanted to firstly ask a bit about the medium in this show. It's photography, but not as someone might know it. It looks like watercolour, but it isn't. You've used cyanotype photography development, which I'm really interested in talking about that process. Can you tell me a little bit about this technique?
Oh, kia ora, Sophia. Yeah, sure. So the process is an early 19th century process called cyanotypes, and it was originally used for making traces of objects, famously botanical specimens by Anna Atkins, but also mathematical tables and the like. In recent years, it's had a bit of a renaissance due to the availability of easy chemicals, so easily accessible chemicals which come in liquid form. It's cost-affordable photographic process, and it's what we could describe as direct trace. So objects are placed on top of the photosensitive paper and then exposed to UV light, and that forms a trace or a shape of the object that's placed on top.
And you've explored a range of photographic modes and technical processes in your practice before. What drew you to this technique for this show?
A number of considerations. So my practice is spanning close on three decades now, and an early important work, which is really the precedent for this, was called The Field, and it was also made from direct traces. So really, you know, if you think of an artist's practice and the kind of modes of operating, something that I was interested in early on in my career is not having one signature style, but rather exploring different modes, different approaches, different styles, different voices to navigate different subjects and thematics. So there's a kind of constant cyclical turning back to things that have happened before, but also entering into new spaces. And those are some of the ideas as to why I've turned back to this medium over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a bit about The Field, and you also showed related works at Hamish Mackay in Wellington late last year. Is Blue Field at Michael Lett a continuation of those series, and what kind of developments have occurred from each show?
Well, I think the most significant development of the new work, if you get to see the show, is the immersion in space, so the taking on the architectural details. The scale of the work, you know, is 4 meters by however many long. So it really has that architectural considerations. And Michael Lett Gallery is in a beautiful and really distinctive architectural space, the place of a former bank. So the work is built in and installed, you know, very much in consideration of those architectural elements.
Absolutely. I love the way that it's been presented in the show with that gridded structure. And I think in the information for the show, it was talking about how this allowed for the works to not be favoured over each other. There's no particular favourite in the show. Would you say that that's why you decided to present them that way and in that large scale gridded structure?
Yeah, exactly. So something that I've been really interested in, again, over the decades, has been not the one iconic image, but rather how one image sits within a family or a neighbourhood or a community of other images. And this display, that democratisation of images, is very much at the fore. So no one print, no one work is more successful or less successful than the other, but they're all contributing within that kind of holistic space. Yeah, so I guess that what that really means is that in terms of hanging the actual work, the prints have no orientation, and they can also be hung in any order within that gridded structure.
Definitely. And there's a film component to the latest exhibition as well, which is not the first time you've done this. How does this relate to the show and a continuation of your overall practice?
Well, the film came relatively late. The whole show is really, if you like, a meditation on photography, on pioneering processes, on the image. And the video, new video, which is downstairs, is called Photography, which is a really generic title, and it looks at this kind of anachronistic process of especially darkroom practices is through incorporating colour field with documentation of instruments and apparatuses and chemicals and those sorts of things which are used in the making of the image. And of course in this digital space, those processes, those analog processes, you know, could be strange or exotic to a younger generation. So it's almost at the kind of threshold of processes becoming redundant. At the same time, there's this kind of material almost comfort, having working with those analog processes. You know, it's a little bit like picking up a vinyl record. I had a hard drive fail last night. There's something really reassuring about having an actual print, having an actual work, you know, on display rather than the digital apparatuses and the digital space that we so heavily rely on today.
Absolutely. And that's all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about the show?
Kia ora. No, thank you. Just thanks for your thanks very much for your interest in
the
show. And it's on until the 27th, Wednesday to Saturday, so hopefully you can get a chance to visit.
That was artist Gavin Hipkins speaking to me about his work in the exhibition Blue Field, now on at Michaelette Gallery until the 27th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.